Okay, so the next few parashiot we discuss the building and of the Mishkan, starting off in the beginning of this week's parasha with the world's most successful fundraising campaign, where Moshe has to stop the donations coming in because he gets more than he needs early in the process. I remember when I was in YU, Rabbi Meir Soloveitchik, who's, if you haven't seen the announcement to Scholar Residence this week, used to joke that when we build the Beis HaMikdash, there won't be an Aron and a Menorah and a Kodesh and a Kodesh HaKadashim. There'll probably be the Cohen family Kodesh and the Goldman family Kodesh HaKadashim, because as Jews we love putting up plaques, we love naming things, we love encouraging donations. I want to talk about that just for a minute, because this is a very, very old tradition going back to, right, we've found records of plaques on shuls going back thousands of years. In the Yerushalmi, it explicitly says that there were plaques of some sort, because the Yerushalmi says that you're not allowed, that if someone donated something and people still remember that he donated it, so you can't move it, you can't change it, you have, as long as people still remember who donated it, so it needs to stay where it is. And then the Yerushalmi continues and says, and if the person's name is written on it, so then their name is always remembered and you can't just switch it, because their legacy is still attached to it. So where does that come from? So there's an interesting discussion in the Tshuvot of Rabbi Israel Hildesheimer, who was the head of the rabbinical seminary in Germany, in his Tshuvot in Yardech Tshuva Reish Yotet, where a rabbi wrote to him and he said, "I don't understand. Right? I think this whole culture of plaques and naming things after people is terrible, because the Psukim and Mishlei tell us that." That atonement comes if people give tzedakah privately, and the pasuk in Micha tells us that we want hatznei alechedem elokecha, we want you to act with tzniut, and the smag, which is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, in Yerodeasim, in Reish Mem Tet, Sif Yud Gimel, says that anyone who gives tzedakah and is mityaher and is arrogant about it, so not only does not get a mitzvah, but it's an avera. And he quotes many sources, and he said, and therefore I think this whole culture of plaques is a terrible, terrible thing. But Rav Israel Hildesheimer responds to him and says, I hear what you're saying, but it's not true. So why isn't it true? So he pushes back and he says, look, there's a difference, first of all, between being proud of what you've donated and wanting people to know that you donated, and being arrogant and haughty about it. Right? It may be true that the best type of tzedakah is totally anonymous and nobody knows about it, but there are gradations. There are things in the middle. And therefore, he says, it may be true that if someone is willing to be totally anonymous and not have their name on it, and no one will know that they give tzedakah, so maybe that's the best. But when we decry the haughtiness, that's only when people lord it over other people, when it's really, right, they boast about it. But if they want people to know that they gave money, they're allowed to. They did a mitzvah, they can be proud of it. And he and therefore he pushes back and he said, it's not true. And he said, all the psukim in Mishlei and in Micha, again, there's an ideal, but most people don't live up to the ideal, and therefore he said it's no problem. The truth is that the first person who got the Shaila, at least that I know of, was the Rashba. And the Rashba in his Tshuva Nechelek Aleph, Tshuva Tav Kuf Pei Aleph, which is quoted by the Ramah in Darkei Moshe and in Reish Mem Zayin Yeredeya, and then Lahalacha, again in Shulchan Aruch and Reish Mem Tes, Sif Yud Gimel, says that already in the time of the Rashba, someone asked him, can you put up plaques with people's names? He said, of course. And he said, you know what, I think it's even a good thing. Because first of all, it encourages other people to give tzedakah. And therefore, it's good that people are aware of the fact that people are giving donations. When they see that, you know, someone they know, someone they're friends with gave tzedakah, it reminds them, you know what, you can do it also. Maybe you have more, a larger budget, a smaller budget, but the fact that people know that can put a name to the face, it encourages other people. And he notes that if you look through the Gemara, there's a lot of evidence that this, as I said, is an old practice. So look at the Gemara in Bava Basra and Kuf Lamed Gimel. The Gemara there discusses Yossi ben Yoezer and says that they wrote, it's not clear where they wrote, a plaque or some sort of public record, that Yossi ben Yoezer gave X amount and his son gave six times that amount. The Gemara even talks about the fact that there were people who not only gave tzedakah, but they were commemorated for it. And therefore, while, you know, at first glance, this rabbi that wrote to Raziel Hildesheimer might be right, and obviously at the extreme, we don't want people to boast and give tzedakah for the purpose of being able to show how great they are, the minhag for hundreds, thousands of years, quoted in the Bavli, and the Rishalmi, and the Rishonim, and the Achronim, is that, in fact, we do allow people, and in fact encourage people to give tzedakah, to make it known that they've given it, and we thank them for it. As the Rashba says, look, if you took your house and you donated to the Beit HaMikdash, what stops you from putting your name on it, right? It was your house before, maybe your name was on it before, you donated the Beit HaMikdash, why shouldn't your name be there? Maybe the ideal of the ideal is that no one should know, but there's nothing wrong as long as it isn't something you become arrogant about to want people to know that you're doing a mitzvah to help others be encouraged to do it as well. And that is, seems to be the minhag. And as I said, it's quoted in the Bavli, the Rishalmi, the Rishonim, and the Achronim, that has been the minhag for thousands of years. And the Chein Ro'i Lasos.